AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department report on the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas shows
the law enforcement response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary was a failure.
19 students and two educators were killed 2 years ago. Garland says the report shows there was a lot of unnecessary waiting at the scene in Uvalde.
And it meant that the victims remained trapped with a shooter for more than an hour after the first officers arrived on scene.
Garland says there was no urgency in establishing a command post, and grieving families in Uvalde were repeatedly told inaccurate information. President Biden says U.S. military strikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen will continue, but acknowledged American and British bombardment has yet to stop shipping attacks by the militants on vessels in the Red Sea. The president, meantime, is highlighting expanded internet access in a state he desperately wants to win this year. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
He narrowly lost North Carolina to Donald Trump 4 years ago, and the Biden campaign has made winning the state's 16 electoral votes a top priority. The president will visit the capital city of Raleigh to highlight investments that would bring high-speed internet to more households and businesses. With polls showing the economy remains a weakness for him, the president's hoping to tout efforts to connect poorer communities with the digital economy, partly by providing discounted internet services to some 880,000 North Carolina households. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has informed the U.S. he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario in Gaza. A power line fell in a car in Portland, Oregon, killing three people and injuring a baby during an ice storm. Authorities say they believe the victims were electrocuted. This is AP News. Tech billionaires are pushing for a brand new city between Sacramento and San Francisco.
California Forever CEO Jan Ceremek pitched Solano County voters Wednesday with the first detailed look at his vision for a walkable community of at least 20,000 homes on what is now protected farmland.
This is a compact footprint that is designed to bring all the things that the residents of the county have told us they need.
Rio Vista residents interviewed by the AP sounded skeptical. Here's Roxanne Stiles Donnelly.
It's just they picked the wrong area.
Resident Bill Gugamos.
It's going to be so much traffic.
The company needs signatures from roughly 13,000 county voters to place a zoning measure on the ballot in November. With deep pocket backers, the company's been stealthily scooping up farmland and now owns more than 78 square miles of area property. The company says the project will be a win and open up jobs and affordable housing for a state that has lost residents to places that are more affordable. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.